And welcome back on KODY, 1240 AM, 106.1 FM, both proud members of the Husker Radio Group. It's News Director Tristan Winder. Please sit down now with Joe Rubal, joining us for the first time here on the morning show. Joe, sure appreciate you taking some time for us.
Thank you. I appreciate your time this morning as well. Looking forward to our conversation.
And we were talking a little bit earlier on today that Great Plains Health has launched a clinical research institute. That sounds like it's going to be something that will be your brainchild that you'll be directing for Great Plains Health.
Yes, that's right. Great Plains, we are launching our clinical research institute this month. I joined Great Plains last month in November, and really looking forward to bringing new treatment and other options to patients here in our community.
So tell us about your background, if you don't mind, Joe.
Sure. I'm from Denver, Colorado. I went to college at Wake Forest University, completed my bachelor's in biology and master's of business management there. And during my time at Wake, I was actually doing bench research and clinical research at the University of Colorado with Dr. Glenn Fruta, one of the PIs. He was studying pediatric gastroenterology diseases. And that really introduced me to the clinical research world. So after school, I came back home to Colorado and was fortunate to be a part of several great clinical research institutions. So started at Denver Health in trauma and orthopedic clinical research. Then moved to National Jewish Health and completed 2 years there helping coordinate for pediatric asthma and allergy research. And then I moved to St. Joseph's Health, and I was a part of their oncology research team. And we had about 29 different oncology studies that I helped to manage, coordinate, do the regulatory and the financial responsibilities for research there. After my time at St. Joe's at the Cancer Center, I joined a clinical research startup company, and we were on the software side of things, helping sponsors and patients with our software and technology to connect and streamline clinical research. So I spent about 2.5 years there, and we grew our team from about 10 people initially to well over 45, and became a primary vendor for U.S. Oncology Network and their clinical research program there. And then just before joining Great Plains Health, I was at Children's Hospital Colorado with their multidisciplinary team for their clinical research program. So it's been a wonderful journey so far in clinical research for me, and really looking forward to the future here at Great Plains.
Now, Joe, I know it's very early in your career with Great Plains Health in North Platte, but can you tell us about what the clinical research has looked like for our local healthcare facility prior to your coming on in November, from what you understand?
Yes. So we've had, I think, a really well-established program so far, and we've had a lot of great work being completed with oncology. So the oncology department has conducted clinical research for several years now, and they've led some very important treatment studies for oncology, as well as critical registry studies. We also have done in the past clinical research studies within nephrology, infectious disease, pulmonology, and most recently with the COVID pandemic, we've done very important studies to understand the disease itself, as well as potential treatment options. So the program has been set up already very successfully, and I'm hoping to continue that momentum into the future.
Well, what kind of goals do you have early on here as you take over this directorship role with Great Plains Health, Joe?
Well, I think a big focus is just sharing the news about the program with the community and educating the community too. If you're not familiar with clinical research, what it means to be a participant in clinical research, the medicine, the future medicine and future treatments is all driven by the patient volunteer who decided to join a study. And they understand that there are risks and benefits to participating on study, but there's always that future benefit that they're providing for the patient who may be 5 years down the road in their same situation and needing a treatment option. So a big focus is just education about research. You know, if it's new, I'm always happy to discuss what it means to be a participant. And then really identifying key trials that are relevant to the community and making sure that we are providing innovative treatment options for the community and working with our physicians and our current team to identify studies that are going to provide immediate benefit to everyone here in North Platte.
So, Mr. Rubel, could you tell us a little bit more what this will mean for patients within the Great Plains Health System and for individuals here throughout Western Nebraska?
The true meaning of this is to provide innovative and additional therapies and treatment options that may not be available currently, and expanding access that way. So if there are patients that may need to consider a new treatment option, and the only other available similar treatment is 4 hours down the road in Omaha or in Denver, you know, we would like to bring that here to Great Plains, to Western Nebraska, and bring that expanded access to care to the community.
And Joe, I understand too, through the grapevine, that you have some strong ties to the North Platte community. I'm sure you're excited to make it here to the area for work now too.
Yes, I do. I am very fortunate to have married Chelsea Volt. She's gonna kill me for saying her name out loud, but she's born and raised here in North Platte. And, you know, we're thrilled to be more part of the community now moving forward and to have more of that real special focused family time as well.
That's going to include some more time with Councilman Volz. Is that something that you're okay with signing up for, Joe?
You know, I think so. Pete's a great man. You know, we have a lot of fun at night when I'm on site and we go up to their pool room and talk shop a bit. So it's always great to have that time with him, and it's real special for our entire family right now.
Absolutely. He's a great guy. Appreciate the great work that he does for our community, and glad to have you officially joining our community as well, Joe.
Well, thank you so much. I really appreciate it. It's been just such a warm welcome, the classic Nebraska welcome, if you will. And again, just really looking forward to our future here as the Clinical Research Institute and bringing innovative and new treatment options to our great community.
And Mr. Rubel, if potential patients or individuals want to get in contact with you or learn more about this process, how can they do so?
We will, within the near future, have some marketing materials online, as well as our key contact information on the Great Plains Health website.
Well, Joe, is there anything else you'd like to add today?
You know, I just, again, appreciate the time, the opportunity to share our initiatives here with research. And again, if there are questions from the community and once our contact information is available, I encourage everyone to reach out to us if you are interested in learning more about the program. We are always happy to provide as much education as you all would need about clinical research, about specific studies, and help facilitate any potential interest to joining studies as well.
Joe, we sure appreciate the time. Welcome to the community and look forward to seeing you in the studio sometime in the near future.
All right. Well, thanks so much, and I'll take you up on that.